What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
840, 20 till 9, Scott Boyle joins us, District Engineer, Administrator, Louisiana Department of Transportation Development. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate you having me on.
Boy, talk about actions having consequences. One garbage truck driver makes a bad decision and it affects a lot of people for a long time, huh?
This was certainly complicated. This wasn't your run-of-the-mill, just, rear-end collision. It got towed away in an hour for sure.
So tell me what's going on with the Carrollton Avenue on-ramp to I-10 westbound and also the other part of it, the I-10 westbound. Wait, that is the only part of it, right? Straighten me out here, Scott.
We, as a result of this crash, we're in week two right now. We had two ramps affected. We had the Carrollton on-ramp to I-10 west. That's the ramp that the garbage truck is currently on right now. We have a contractor in place. Bow Brothers started last week. They started building the emergency support tower system right now. We're actually ahead of schedule, Tommy. I had put out there that we were clipping towards June 13th. Weather permitting, it looks like we're gonna be clipping a little bit ahead of schedule on that. So we fingers crossed on that one. And once that happens, the garbage truck's going to be removed. We're going to get that ramp open. The other ramp, which is the one with the damage on it from this crash, that's the I-10 West exit ramp to Airline North. That ramp is going to be closed for months. We're starting the process of building and designing a permanent repair on this. So that's going to require a design team. It's going to require construction. We've gotten permission that we can expedite a lot of these processes in place to try to get that ramp open as soon as possible. But right now we're looking at least 3 months or more to get that ramp back open.
So the shoring of the Carrollton on-ramp to remove the garbage truck, that's temporary, or then there has to be a permanent repair to that as well?
We're gonna keep that shoring in place right now. The issue is that garbage truck's leaning on some critical infrastructure, and we don't want to get in a situation where when we move that garbage truck off of that column, that there's a possibility that ramp above that's damaged could collapse and just cause a catastrophe, a really bad situation for anyone. So we're being very cautious and methodical in how we do this to make sure we get this right and make safety our top priority.
So you put the temporary reinforcement up, you remove the garbage truck, then you inspect and see what needs to be done, but it will be open because of the temporary reinforcement, correct?
Correct. Yeah, the Carrollton ramp will be reopened no later than June 13th. So that's the upshot of this right now. We Bow Brothers has been out there every day. They worked this weekend. They were doing soil prep last week, and they building all these support towers. So, they're almost finished that. And once we do that, then we can get the tow trucks and law enforcement in there and start clearing out that garbage truck that's been there for 2 weeks by now.
This is going to be very expensive. Somebody wants to know who's paying for this. I presume the insurance company or the garbage truck?
Well, certainly there's going to be claims, and you know, I don't want to speculate, but typically when these type of things happen, there's insurance claims and reimbursements, but you know, there's going to be, I'm sure, a lot of back and forth on this before it gets all sorted out.
But the state goes after the money, correct?
Absolutely, gotcha. Absolutely. We certainly are going to make sure that everything is accounted for. And that the proper parties that are responsible are going to be, you know, held accountable. And it's too early yet. We're still waiting on a police report once they get in there. But certainly, you know, that's a top priority of us to make sure that we pursue any type of damages that are caused to our infrastructure.
So to oversimplify it, if I knock down a light pole due to my negligence, I'm going to get a bill for that from the state, right?
Yes. Yeah. Typically, gotcha. What we do is we assess that damage and we work through the attorney general's office and they work very closely with, someone's insurance company. And I mean, there's back and forth and there's two sides to a story. So it's certainly not a one way street that when something happens that it's an automatic. But if it is determined that there is fault, we certainly will pursue those damages to the fullest extent of the law.
Thank you, Scott. Quick break. We'll come back, talk to Norma Jean Matei, a professor of engineering at UNO, about some bridges in the state rated poor, over 1,500 of them. 8:45, quarter till 9. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.